Hi there. The word for today is, be careful what you say. James 3 verse 6 says, the tongue also is a fire. On a windy day in March 1997, a father and his son visited Valley Forge National Historic Park, where George Washington had stationed the Revolutionary Army during the difficult winter of 1777. The man and his son had something much less historic in mind. They wanted to launch a model rocket. Well, at first, they tried using electric ignition wires to light the fuse, but to no avail. So they tried lighting the fuse with a common sparkler, the kind frequently seen at annual holiday celebrations, and that's when the trouble began. Sparks ignited a grass fire, and the winds quickly spread that blaze, burning a field where Revolutionary War soldiers had trained, and actually coming within half a mile of George Washington's historic headquarters. I mean, the value of what they put at risk that day was incalculable. It took 30 units from 12 fire departments over an hour to bring the blaze under control. In the end, some 30 acres were charred, and the man with the sprinkler was charged with destruction of government property and improper use of fireworks. There is a picture here, there's a lesson here, and the Bible talks about it. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body, wrote James in James chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, and Psalm 141, verse 3. David says, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. The Apostle Peter writes, 1 Peter 3, verse 10, he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil. And Solomon writes, Proverbs 10, verse 21, the lips of the godly speak helpful words. So, make sure your words help, not hurt. Build up, not tear down. In other words, be careful what you say. Okay? That's the word for you today.